welcome to Empowerment for All. As we're winding down March 25th, 2023, before midnight, going into March 26th, 2023. I am your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. You are tuned into Prayer Time and Discussion. Heavenly Father, I ask right now that all your believers, every single one of your believers, Father, true, wholehearted, soul-pouring believers, be encouraged, not discouraged, going forward. Everything that they're seeing or may be experiencing, that may not be likable, may be questionable, may be painful, may be hurtful to them, Father. God, I ask that you saturate your peace within their mind, Father, so they will know if you brought them to it, you're going to bring them through it. God, I ask that you allow them to keep their armor on for you, their helmet of salvation, their feet planted, their sword drawn to fight off any distractions or naysayers that would try and sway them from serving you and staying in your kingdom, their breastplate of righteousness, and their shield of faith. God, as they go forth, Father, continuously honoring you, believing in you, and trusting you, God, that you give them the strength, Father, to know, just like your word says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time for everything. And God, the time that you are giving to them, Father, only you know the expiration date for everything that they will encounter. And remind them, Father, consistently, nothing lasts forever. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's discussion is March Madness 2023. I'm sure many of you are thinking I'm going to talk about basketball. No, I'm not. March Madness 2023. This is what we are dealing with in the world today. Every day we wake up, we see God is serving his wrath accordingly in this land. Whether it's weather, unknown, unfortunate circumstances, people leaving this earth unexpectedly or expeditiously. March Madness 2023. People who are constantly want to make videos, want to join activist groups, want to say they serve righteousness, they stand for justice, and this is ridiculous, and why is this happening, and this shouldn't be going on, and this shouldn't be taking place. But a lot, not all, a lot of these people are troublemakers, serving violence, child predators, committing crimes, killing amongst their own community, their own culture, their own ethnicity, their own race. Sending vile, disgusting messages to people via social media. March Madness 2023. Many people intentionally know that they are infected and are carrying a known disease, an STD. Instead of doing the right thing and staying abstinent or being honest with their partner, they want to retaliate and get mad and go out and infect everybody. March Madness 2023. More than COVID going on. Liars, haters, naysayers, jealous, gluttony, envy, strife, greed. All these type of people. It's a shame, the continual sabotage, trying to hack people's phones, computers, have them followed, all because they don't want you. They don't like you. You're not their cup of tea. They don't want to work for you. They don't like anything about you. They don't care to be in your presence. They don't want to talk to you. They don't want to interact with you. They don't want to deal with you. Or they have just worked hard to get what they've gotten and done it the right way. You are the same people doing all this evil stuff to people, but you want to be the first ones talking about, oh, justice, I was done wrong. March Madness 2023. Hospitals, nurses, doctors, fake licenses, no real training, but yet you come in and call yourself a healer. It actually give people medicine and cut on their bodies and cut them open. But when you're busted and you're found out, you want to holler, oh, I've been done wrong. March Madness 2023. People work hard for their money, have gone through to get to, got it out of the mud, came up from ground zero. But yet you see them driving a nice car. You run up and you steal it because you feel that you're entitled to their blessings. March Madness 2023. Killing for no reason because you want to be seen and go on social media and brag about it and really think that you're not going to jail. So when the police come and arrest you, oh, I've been served and done wrong. This is racism. March Madness 2023. Children going to school every day when school is in. But yet they rarely can get an education from the teachers. They can't be taught anything because even in the classroom to the whole day of school, from the lunchroom to the playground, to outside in the parking lot, just in the hallways, in the bathrooms, guns, knives, continual making of videos, sex in cars, sex in bathrooms, fake IDs, driving in cars if you do have a license and you're in high school, going to get hotel rooms to just have sex. Your parents drop you off, or the minute you leave the house, you go to the nearest bathroom and change and dress provocative or however you choose to. School is in, the teacher's trying to teach. You on your phone watching TikTok. You on your phone and Instagram telling the teacher to kiss your ass. March Madness 2023. A teacher says, put your phone away. You're not doing right. Or can you please be quiet so the others can learn? You get up and jump on the teacher, beat the teacher up, pull a knife on the teacher. March Madness 2023. School calls the parents. Your child has been disrespectful. Your child is unruly. Your child is doing wrong. You come to the school and jump on the teacher instead of taking your child home and disciplining them and telling them what they did is wrong. March Madness 2023. Women, you're so thirsty, not all, but the majority, you're so thirsty in capital letters to be with a man who you know nothing about. The minute he even takes you out and shows a slight interest in you, that's your man. Now you're stalking his phone, you're having him followed, you following him, you're going through his phone, you're walking up on him if he's out with somebody else, you're acting a fool. Or better yet, he may be living with you or you're in a relationship with him and you know he's no good. You know he's cheating, but yet you go out and jump on the other woman. You want to send evil and do evil to the other woman. March Madness 2023. Men, I just saw a disgusting world news story here recently. You actually kill your 2-year-old child because her mother, your baby mama, was talking to another man.
Men, you want to possess a woman. You didn't give life. You didn't raise her. Who are you to take possession of anything? She's not your possession. She's your companion. March Madness 2023. Men and women. Obsession. To be with somebody who God never ordained you to be with, but just for a season, just for a time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. But yet you become so obsessive and possessive as if there's nobody else in the world and there's a trillion people in the world. So you'd rather sit there and spend your whole life trying to make them miserable, or call yourself going to seek revenge or going to pay somebody to send evil to them. March Madness 2023. Men, women, God sees everything. So when karma comes and God serves his vengeance to you for all the low down, dirty, evil things that you've done to people, you want to cry, oh no, it wasn't me, it was them. March Madness 2023. You go to establishments, places of business. Instead of being nice to the people that are there to serve you and help you, you walk in with an attitude, being disrespectful, distasteful, looking down on them, talking about them as if you're wealthy. And even if you are wealthy, it doesn't give you a right to degrade anybody. We all had to start from somewhere. March Madness 2023. Something doesn't go the way you want. You go out and take it out on the whole world. You go in stores, you want to throw stuff, break stuff, cuss everybody out for no reason. They didn't make the problems in your life. They didn't send the storms. They didn't send the trials. They didn't send the karma. March Madness 2023. This is what we are dealing with. We have time, money, and millions to lock somebody up for paying them for sex. Really? I don't care. If Trump paid Stormy Daniels for sex, that's his money. He can do what he want to do. I'm not saying I'm a Trump fan. I'm not saying I'm a Biden fan. I don't really get into politics. I support truth. March Madness 2023. Banning TikTok. Because it's become competitive to Facebook and Instagram, but it's a camouflage to say, oh, it's a security issue. March Madness 2023. Social media has become a phenomenal takeover of the mind of the world that nobody can function without it. At 53, I didn't even know what social media was for many decades. We didn't have social media in my era. We didn't really have cell phones. We had pages and plenty of quarters instead of the payphone. March Madness 2023. Everybody want to be everybody. Except sit down and love themselves and respect themselves and really figure out their passion of who and what they want to do. March Madness 2023. Lord, have mercy on this earth because you have shown us time and time again, every day, minute, second, and hour, you are subject to come and sweep us all up off this earth and end it in a blink of an eye. Have mercy, Lord. Believers, stand firm. All you got is God. Keep praying. For those of you who blasphemy God, lie to social media, cameras, people you know, family members, acting like you love God, run to church on Sunday, sitting in the front row, sharp as a tack, acting like you love the Lord, but go and pay people to do low down dirty shit. Yeah, go and do kitchen magic. Log off. This ain't for you. This don't apply to you. But real believers who trust God, love and forgive and move forward and don't have time to entertain evil, this is for you. Stand strong. God's got you. I'm praying for you. I hope you've enjoyed this new segment of Empowerment for All with me, your host and creator, Yolanda McTeer. Saturday, March 25th, going into Sunday, March 26th, 2023. Social media, follow me, Twitter at YMcTeer, Instagram
at Sassy Elite Me. I deleted Facebook way before this TikTok drama came up. I deleted it early this year per God's direction. Nothing lasts forever. Remember that. All you got is prayer and trust God. Into the next segment. Bye now.